It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Number 23.
The Little Mermaid. Watching the sea foam on the waves. There was a little mermaid, she had a gilded tail. She rode on a leviathan more grand than any whale. One day she sought an alchemist of devious command to turn her into human kin and walk upon the land. She smiled at the mermaid and took away her fins, replaced it all with biotech of gears and wire and skin. The mermaid hid it neath her gown, and never did she sway. She danced at balls with princes, though her feet felt turned and frayed. The little mermaid. The pain of it to soar above the stones. A captain had a spyglass, and there went both her eyes. Replaced with telescopic lenses, quite the mermaid's prize. For tentacles so strong, her tongue she trayed at altar for a fleet of purest song. There was a little mermaid. The little longer knew her, she was so changed from before. So to this day she dwells upon the rocks above the sea, remembers what a harpy used to be. The little mermaid.
Gentles, one and all, welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. Song you just listened to is The Little Mermaid, performed by Wakefire from the album Midnight Circus. If you want more information, that's wakefiremusic.com. My name is Jesse Linder, and I am speaking to you today from the site of Avalon Fair in Kilgore, Texas, where I'm performing till the end of the month. But in the meantime, it is my good fortune to be the host for this very special episode of the podcast. We are featuring, by the votes in the Renaissance Festival Awards, countdown of the favorite original songs of 2018. As somebody who's been involved with Renaissance Fairs for many, many years, the idea that we could have an entire podcast devoted to the most popular original songs, that just blows my mind. I'm thrilled to be the guy they picked to host it. Little Mermaid came in at number 23, and so we're going to be counting down. By the end of the podcast, we will get to the most popular original song of 2018. The number 22 on our countdown was a song called Fair by Frosty Locks from the album Eternal Spring Parade. And unfortunately, we couldn't play it for you because we didn't get the song provided to us in time. Today's episode is brought to you by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, by Renaissance Magazine, by the many performers that make the podcast possible, and of course, the patrons of the podcast, the people that give us a little bit every month to make sure that we keep this podcast going for you. Next is something by the Story Wrens. They're out of California, have a great sound, thoroughly enjoyed listening to their music. This song is The Sailor and the Mermaid. You can find out more at their website, Story Wrens.
21.
She climbed a rock to comb her hair, and the little song that had fed her all her life so long.
Up on the sea, the sight, a ship was sailing tall and strong, an apt need to mark him long.
He touched her heart with but that look as he stood at the railing there. Come down, you lonely lad. Come down here to me, come down here and rest a while, you weary sailor lad. You'll have time enough to cross the sea.
Suddenly the ship she veered, the seas grew high, the wind it wailed, straight for the shore the ship she steered. The crew all feared for a wreck.
As they made haste to shorten sails, waves swept the young man from the deck.
Sleep, sleep, she soft did sing, and pulled him down into the deep, to eat his flesh, to steal his ring, to put his few coins in her keep.
Yet his face pleased her so well, she kissed him as if by a spell. Come down, you lonely sailor lad, come down here to me, come down here and rest a while, you weary sailor lad. You'll have time enough to cross the sea. His eyes they opened to her face, she hardly
said at last.
And when the young man did awake, the ship was sailing safe to port, a pouch of gold was on his belt, on him a longing of a sword. And he thought perhaps that from the rail he'd look for her when next he sailed. He'd look for her when next he sailed. Come down, you lonely sailor lad. Come down here to me. Come down here and rest a while, weary sailor lad. You'll have time
across the sea.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Number 20.
As I stand here on this deck, staring
And number 20 was Into the Breach by Pirates, Inc. That's from their CD, Fool's Gold. And you can find out more information about Pirates, Inc. on their Facebook page. We are Pirates, Inc., INC. Some of the upcoming shows that are going on right now, Renaissance Festivals. Of course, right now, we've got three different shows going on in Texas. We have the Scarborough Fair, we have Avalon Fair where I am at, and we've got the Sherwood Forest Fair. Coming up down the road, we've got more fairs in the offing. Beginning of the last weekend of April will be the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival, held at the Castle of Muskogee. The end of April, running for two weekends in the spring, is the Central Missouri Renaissance Festival, held outside of Columbia, Missouri. Looking a little bit farther down, coming up in May will be the Iowa Renaissance Festival, held in Amana, Iowa, for two weekends. Now we're starting to look at summer shows. I almost forgot. We have the original Renaissance Pleasure Fair going on in California. So lots of great entertainment to be found, depending on what part of the country you're in. Make the most of it. The next song on our countdown is from friends of mine, the Whiskey Bay Rovers. The song is called The Ghost of Pierre LeBlanc. The CD is Broadsides and Ballads. And you can find out more about the Whiskey Bay Rovers by going to their Facebook page.
Number 19.
And gold, and an island that ghosts live upon, happened long, long ago, where the Gulf breezes blow. It's the tale of Pierre LeBlanc. It was old Jean Lafitte, his men captured a treat off the coast of Florida. Lafitte laid out his plan, leave one horse and one man to guard his treasures and gold. If you visit Lafitte's treasure island, you'd better not go at night, for many a man's lost his mind when Pierre and his horse take their ride. Well, Pierre stayed alone on his new island home to wait for Lafitte to return. After many long days, a hunter had strayed where he saw Pierre's campfire burn. The man saw the gold in the campfire's glow, and no one knows what was said, but a scuffle broke out, and of this there's no doubt, Pierre LeBlanc lost his head.
If you visit Lafitte's treasure island, you'd better not go at night, for many a man's lost his mind when Pierre and his horse take their ride.
Island, you you'd better not go at night, for many a man's lost his mind when Pierre and his horse take their ride. If you visit the Fish Treasure Island, you'd better not go at night, for I damn near lost my mind when Pierre and his horse took their ride.
Yes, I damn near lost my mind when Pierre and his horse took their ride.
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys.
Number 18.
The sun was shining brightly, not a cloud in sight. Petting zoos and pony rides, she pulled with all her might. Her parents didn't notice, mayhap they didn't care. But the munchkin was determined, it was Ari's day at the fair. They wandered through the market, there was laughter in the air. Children running, singing, playing, people everywhere. Magic shows, jugglers, is that a dragon slayer? The munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair. It was Ari's day, was Ari's day, was Ari's day at the fair. The munchkin ruled from her toadstool, it was Ari's day at the fair. Ari's day, was Ari's day, was Ari's day at the fair. The munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair. Her chariot awaited, pushed by an elven lass, wrapped in flowers, vines, and ribbons, munchkins ride first class. Servants took her shopping, the village folk all stared. The munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair. The knights came riding boldly upon the noble steeds, people running, screaming, crying from their fiery breed. Dragons they were riding, people gawked and stared. The munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair. It was Ari's day, it was Ari's day, it was Ari's day at the fair. The munchkin ruled from her toadstool, it was Ari's day at the fair. Ari's day, it was Ari's day, it was Ari's day at the fair. The munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair. She found a fairy circle with lots of musical toys. Gypsy singing bells were jingling, making music noise. A little drum and tambourine for everyone to hear. The munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair. And as the day was waning, after sun and heat bore down, clouds were forming, rain was dropping, she feared that she might drown. A goat made up the petting zoo, but sleepy eyes don't care. For the munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair. It was Ari's day, it was Ari's day, it was Ari's day at the fair. The munchkin ruled from her toadstool, it was Ari's day at the fair. Ari's day, it was Ari's day, it was Ari's day at the fair. The munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair. Ari's day, it was Ari's day, it was Ari's day at the fair. The munchkin ruled from her toadstool, it was Ari's day at the fair. Ari's day, it was Ari's day, it was Ari's day at the fair. The munchkin had an adventure, it was Ari's day at the fair.
At number 18, we have Ari's Day at the Fair, performed by the Minstrel Raven. That's from the album The Minstrel and the Harp. More information about Minstrel Raven can be found on Facebook at The Minstrel Raven, and that's R-A-V-N. Next on our countdown, is somebody who is a very special friend of mine, an incredibly talented performer. Vince Conaway has been part of the Renaissance Fair circuit for a better part of 30 years, and for most of that time, he's been best known for his work on the Hammer Dulcimer. He's traveled literally around the world, performing in festivals, on the streets, and as nice a person as you want to get to know. His latest CD is called Liminal Spaces. The next song on our countdown is The Market Fair from Vince. Of course, Vince has a website, vinceconaway.com.
Number 17.
A special thanks to our honorary minions, Brad Boucher, Randall Kimbrough, and Jesse Linder. You can find out more about Jesse Linder on Facebook at jesse.linder. And a shout out to the following friends of the podcast, Stephen Conroy and Mari Vopio. Thank you so much for all of your support.
Number 16.
Thank you.
You just heard a twofer from Vince Conaway. At number 16 on our countdown was Living History, once again from his album Liminal Spaces. For number 15, I'm going to introduce this group by saying something that you'll hear me say a lot throughout. These people are friends of mine. I'm very fortunate. I know a number of the people that appear on this countdown, and I'm extremely proud of each and every one of them. But coming up next on our count, coming in at number 15, is Pictus. Their newest CD is called Fire. At number 15, we have Circles of Stone. By the way, Pictus has a website at pictusmusic.com.
Number 15. Number 14.
When the human race first started out, we had nothing to brew. Just roaming round from place to place with bugger all to do. Until one day some rain fell into a bowl of barley grain. And since that one miraculous day, we have they been the same. It'll cure you of all your ills and steal away your pain. That lovely elixir, that magical mixture of water, hops, and grains. First we start by mashing grain, then boiling hops and pitching yeast. Those microscopic animals, those mouths of sponge and beasts. It's them that turns this mixture into the drink we love so dear. For they take that sugary water and transform it into beer. It'll cure you of all your ills and steal away your pain. That lovely elixir, that magical mixture of water, hops, and grains. Then like a scourge upon the land, the dreaded prohibition came. It touted our nation's downfall, and booze it was to blame. Our casks were smashed for all to see, likewise our brows deranged. Till the people shouted in one voice this joyous grand refrain, that it will cure you of all your ills and steal away your pain. That lovely elixir, that magical mixture of water, hops, and grains. The golden German lager to the black imperial stout, there's a beer for every landlass, I'll say without a doubt. For as the poet Flann O'Brien said, though you do the best you can, when things look blacker than the night, a pint of plain's your only man. It'll cure you of all your ills and steal away your pain. That lovely elixir, that magical mixture of water, hops, and grains. Yes, it'll cure you of all your ills and steal away your pain. That lovely elixir, that magical mixture, the cure, all the fixture, now buy us a pitcher of water. Hops and grains! Yay, beer! Woo!
Water, Hops, and Grain comes in at number 14 on our countdown. This is performed by the Pride of Ireland. It comes from his debut album, Water, Hops, and Grains. I had the good fortune of meeting Matthew Young earlier this year at the Florida Renaissance Festival. He's got quite a background coming into the Renaissance Fair circuit. I even had a chance to interview him, and I am hoping that we can get the interview posted on the podcast at some point. So next on our countdown, moving forward to number 13, is Come Up From Behind from my hometown crowd, the Shanty Shipwreck Show. Unfortunately, this has not been released in a CD format yet, so we don't have that available, but I'm going to give a shout out to John, Anson, Tabitha, my friends in that group, for being recognized and acknowledged for what they do. They put on a heck of a show at the Bristol Renaissance Fair. So next, speaking of the Bristol Renaissance Fair, number 12 is from a man I consider to be one of my closest friends in the Renaissance world. And this is Craig of Farrington. He was one of my very first inspirations from the moment I considered actually trying to make music at a Renaissance Fair. And he's been a guiding hand and so much more. Many of you may have heard that he went through a health scare a while back. He beat it. As of 2018, he was back on the festival circuit. He was at Bristol. He was at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival and going strong. He even found time to record a new collection of songs that he calls Minstrel, A Lucky Man and His Lute. For number 12 on the countdown, the voters chose his song Radiation Eunuch. We're going to play that for you. As always, you can find more information about Craig at his Facebook page. This is C.M. Brewers.
Number 12.
Day one was done, fell asleep, walk, and hunt. Day two was through, still sore, what to do? Day three, for me, 2 days off, and then it's back to the radiation unit again. Day four, once more, learn shift how to say. Day five, such jive, it's Buffett they play. Day six, we'll fix, press mute if you might. I've lyrics for radiation eunuch to write. The seventh day, no God, I got no rest. The eighth day was Thornton Wilder's best work. Day nine, lie still, don't move feet around. Day ten, just chill, the system is down. Day ten, again, canned music's around. Let silence in radiation unit resound. The 11th day, 1/4 through, you lucky fellow. The 12th day, long songs need counter melodies. Stormy scene, day 13, Kelly's a painter, Craig. Lisa May, karate, day 14 with her leg. Day 15, trouble peen, but no pain. Back to the radiation unit again. You're a pro, don't you know? Day 16, fast it flew. 17, slow it's been. Friday at last, woohoo. Mucho miles, sunny smiles. 18, rides with Erica. Surely we'll miss her, sweet daughter, dear friend. The 19th day, 19 flanges were not sore. I stubbed my toe. The 20th day, I snoozed but did not snore much. Day 21, all but halfway done. Day 22, they found my phone. Phew! Day 23, Donnie's back, that's fine. Increases testosterone in the unit, if not mine.
Day 24, nothing notable. Day 25, nothing quotable. Day 26, best be floatable. NOLA may be boatable, there's flooding round tonight. Day 27, family stories now. Day 28, thunderous glories, wow. Day 29, stop those worries, how. Focus of the radiation units done right. The 30th day, no more shift, with that we're done. Tighter focused radiation starts when 31 has run. Day 32, twice round and we're through. Day 33, three quarters done. Whee! Day 34, rapid arc something new. They're proud of their radiation unit, it's true. Day 35, no rain on the drive. Day 36, Todd's third eye's affixed. Day 37, 6 days left. We're definitely back to the radiation unit again. The 38th day, tightest focused radiation to date. The 39th day, fear of Harvey made us wait a day. Day 39, no flooding roads fine. Day 40's come, two fingers feel numb. Day 41, twice more and it's o'er. They're clearing this radiation unit for sure. Day 42, tomorrow we're through. Day 43, survivor I be. However it ends, my darling and me have made some cool new friends.
Like, Scoob, do you know the only thing I like better than eating Renaissance Festival turkey legs? It's listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Yeah, Renaissance Festival ryegrass.
Number 10.
When I left home, I was just a boy, a third son with no real hope. I'm gaining on my father's love, for my brothers held that rope. Well, being one more mouth to feed was a burden hard to bear. So I signed on a first-rate ship, the sailor I declared. We'll bore ourselves one more round, cross the wind and wave, till all our lives have come and gone, and the sea becomes our grave. And town to town, the whole world I'd see. From Dublin down to Nassau, around the Horn to Old Maui. From Halifax to London town, St. Ives to St. Mary. There seems no place I haven't been, except a home that longs for me. Now we'll pour ourselves one more round, as we cross the wind and wave, till all our lives have come and gone, and the sea becomes our grave. Well, many a year have passed me by since I've seen my family home. I wonder if they'd ever thought of where the years have flown. But I found a place in this old life of wind and wave and sea. This ship is mine and it's my home wherever I may be. So we'll pour ourselves one more round, cross the wind and wave, till all our lives have come and gone and the sea becomes our grave. We'll pour ourselves one more round as we cross the wind and wave, till all our lives have come and gone and the sea becomes our grave. Until the sea becomes our grave.
Coming in at number 10 is Till the Sea Becomes Our Grave. This is performed by Cheeks and Phoenix out of the Kansas City area. This was released in 2018 as a single, which made it eligible for this year's, for the 2018 voting. It's off of a CD that is coming out in 2019, if it's not already out, called Any Requests. Cheeks is another one that I've followed his career from the beginning. He and I met at the St. Louis Renaissance Festival when he was still a member of the Musical Blades. I've seen him go on his own and do great things and then incorporate his wife Phoenix into it. Good man, great friend, an incredible performer. In my personal opinion, Till the Sea Becomes Our Grave is, well, I won't say the best thing he's ever written, but it's certainly my favorite of everything he's written. I'm just so impressed with it. Cheeks and Phoenix, you have a website, cheeksmiller.com. Number 11 was Thank You, My Dear, from the Merry Wives of Windsor. It's from the album Come One, Come All. Unfortunately, the decision was made to leave them off because of the bawdy nature of some of their material. But that gives me a good opportunity to mention to you that the Renaissance Festival podcast does have its own bawdy Renaissance Festival music program. And you can find out more about that at renbawdy.com. My boss here at the podcast suggested that I should put in some song that I want to choose, even if it doesn't fit the top 10. Being the self-promoting so-and-so that I am, I picked an original song that I wrote and released on my Crescent Moon album in 2017. I've written very few original songs. Let's just say I thought this one came out pretty good. It's the title track from the CD. It's called Crescent Moon. For more information about me, you go to Facebook at jessielinder.bard.
On a summer's night, on a front porch step, I was sitting on my mama's lap. And as the moon sailed across the sky, my mom would sing his lullaby. Hang your dreams on a crescent moon, hang each one for me and you, and we'll watch each dream come true. Hang your every dream on a crescent moon. Now I was smitten with a young girl's charm, making plans other's arm. We'd lay for hours in the starlit sky, and we would sing Mama's lullaby. Hang your dreams on a crescent moon, hang each one for me and you, and we'll watch each dream come true. Hang your head years have passed, that girl is gone, but I still smile as my life goes on. My mama's words bring hope anew until my every dream comes true. Hang your dreams on crescent moon, hang each one for me and you. Hang your every dream on a crescent moon. Hang your dreams on a crescent moon. Hang each one for me and you. And we'll watch each dream come true. Hang your every dream on a crescent moon. Hang your
Hello, this is the New Minstrel Review, and you're listening to Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Number 9.
continuing our countdown, we have another twofer, this time from the group Pictus out of Michigan. Pictus has already appeared on our countdown, but at number 9, their song is Smoke and Ashes, and coming up is at number 8, Bridget's Fire. Now again, Pictus has a website, and they are available at PictusMusic.com.
Number 8.
I'm an Eater.
I'm a Tease.
And I'm Buxy Blaze.
And you're listening to the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Number 7.
Explosions.
ready for the next raid. I want a lass with a short sword, and I want a lass with a mind like a cannon. I want a lass who loads the best. I want a lass with knives that cut, whose torches burn on the minarets. I want a lass with a short sword and a long musket. Ready for the next raid. I want a lass with a short sword, and I want a lass who goes hunting early. I want a lass who's drinking late. I want a lass with unlicensed artillery, who uses a dagger to cut through their grates. I want a lass with a short sword and musket. I want a lass with a smooth follow through. I want a lass with good technique. At the armory, we shall meet accidentally. When she borrows my shield, we shall start to speak. She wants a catapult that really goes the distance. She wants a drawbridge that will take her there. She's changing her name from Cursed King to Catherine. She gathers a as she moves through the fair. I want a lass with a short sword and a long musket.
Number 7 on our countdown, we have the Lost Boys with I Want a Lass. I was very excited when I heard that the Lost Boys have a new CD out. It's called Paul's Walk. I've heard parts of it, and it's some really, really good stuff. I'm enjoying it thoroughly. You can find out more about the Lost Boys on their Facebook page, Lost Boys 1599. Now, coming up for a second time on our countdown is the Minstrel Raven. For this point in our count, at number 5, we have his original song, We've Got Whiskey in the Jar. And once again, Minstrel Raven has a Facebook page, The Minstrel Raven, and that's spelled R-A-V-N.
Number 5.
Traveling town to town, we ply our trade and song. Share a little happiness, we never stay that long. Tavern, inn, or campfire, we've come to sing and play. We'll lift your hearts and spirits, if only for a day. Tie a yellow ribbon round the black velvet band. Find the wild rover, he's a rambling man. Share a parting glass with the county star. Walk the rocky road to Dublin, we've got whiskey in the jar. Your lassies needn't worry, we'll never bring them strife. Music is the road we travel, music is our life. After we have stayed the night, on the morrow we will part. After we have had our fun, we'll return their hearts. Tie a yellow ribbon round the black velvet band. Find the wild rover, he's a rambling man. Share a parting glass with the county star. Walk the rocky road to Dublin, we've got whiskey in the jar. Traveling town
town to town, we ply a trade in song. Share a little happiness, we never stay that long. Tavern, inn, or campfire, we've come to sing and play. We'll lift your hearts and spirits, if only for a day. Tie a yellow ribbon round the black velvet band. Find the wild rover, he's a rambling man. Share a parting glass with the county star. Walk the rocky road to Dublin, we got whiskey in the jar. Tie a yellow ribbon round the black velvet band. Find the wild rover, he's a rambling man. Share a parting glass with the county star. Walk the rocky road to Dublin, we got whiskey in the jar. Walk the rocky road to Dublin, we got whiskey in the jar.
Hello, this is Nazinga, the Moor of Dundee, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Don't you love it?
Number two.
To be an adventurer and a questing I would roam from Winterhall to Markarth, the open road was home. But misfortune fell upon me one sad and fateful day, when a band of roving thieves appeared and boldly blocked my way. So swift I stood to answer them with sword and spell in hand, and soon enough, or so I thought, I slew them to a man. But I missed one damned brigand who was hiding in a tree, and the next thing that I knew, I took an arrow in the knee. An arrow in the knee, me boys, an arrow in the knee. I'll go no more a-roving with an arrow in the knee. So I tried my hand at farming and to lead a peaceful life in the fields surrounding Windhelm, far from battle, blood and strife. Great giants were me neighbours, with their mammoth herds in tow. And I took a thought to approach one day with a neighbourly hello. But they took me for a wicked thief, their mammoths to purloin. And the next thing that I knew, I took a clubbing to me groin. A clubbing to the groin, me boys, a clubbing to the groin. I gave a cry and learned to fly from a golf swing to the groin. So I next became a city guard in service to the Jarl. When from the west there came one day a dark and fearsome snarl. Then a grim foreboding shadow soon passed over all our heads. And I turned to find the other guards had dropped their swords and fled. Then suddenly it came so clear, my destiny I'd found, to stand against the world-breaker and fearless hold my ground. I hurled a great spear at the beast, which only raised his ire. And the next thing that I knew, I was burnt up by dragon fire. Burnt up by dragon fire, me boys, burnt up by dragon fire. You've ne'er known pain till you have been burnt up by dragon fire. I must leave this land behind me, so I think perhaps I'll join with a caravan of Khajiit. They have room if you have coin. Or maybe I might catch a ship and plow the frozen sea. Far as I'm concerned, Skyrim can burn for how it's treated me. As my gaze is cast into the past, it's clear and plain to see that my troubles all began with that damn arrow in the knee. An arrow in the knee, me boys, an arrow in the knee. I'll go no more a-roving with an arrow in the knee. Oh, an arrow in the knee, me boys, an arrow in the knee. I used to be an adventurer like you.
Then I took an arrow in the knee.
Number two is Arrow in the Knee. It's performed by Rowan and the Rose from their album, We Have Adventures. Rowan and the Rose have a website. Oddly enough, it's called rowanandtherose.com. I got a chance to meet with the Rowan half of the duo at the Florida Renaissance Festival this year. In addition to his work with Rowan and the Rose, he's sharing a stage these days with Randall Piper in a duo called Two Bard Party. Very entertaining, very funny. We're down to the number one. By your votes, the most popular original song of 2018. But before we do that, I want to say how grateful I am for the opportunity to be able to host this podcast, to share this great music with you. It's been a lot of fun putting everything together, getting a chance to hear all this wonderful music. It means a lot to me to be able to share it to all you good folks who've been listening to and supporting the podcast. And the great thing is, new music continues to be made and recorded and put on CD and put on downloads and sung at Renaissance fairs across the country. So next year we'll be able to do this all over again with a great new set of songs. So in the meantime, be sure to get out to those Renaissance fairs, support the musicians, support the variety acts, support the festivals, and by all means, go visit new festivals. Go someplace you haven't been before. See how things are done differently. See how things are done the same. Embrace the entirety of the Renaissance Fair experience. It's well worth it. Who knows? It could change your life. I know it did for me. So this is Jesse Linder saying thank you again and announcing that the number one song by your votes for 2018 was Warhammer, as performed by Kudu from their album The Warlord. And Kudu has their website at kudutribe.com. Have a great day, everyone.
Number one.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoyed the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.